Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Lamed Beis, the second to last daf here in Masechet Sukkah, and we just read the Mishnah about all of the Mishmaros and everything that they, all the karbanas that they bring on Sukkahs, right? Because we know that they're Purim, the cows go down one every day of Sukkahs. Some remember that from the from the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, which talks about Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on Chanukah. Do we light from 8 to 1 or 1 to 8? So either Beis Shammai says you go from 8 to 1, Beis Hillel says you go from 1 to 8. Either the first reason the Gemara gives is because of the Yomim HaNechnasim and the Yomim HaYotzim. But the second answer is Beis Hillel is because of Malan Bakodesh, and Beis Shammai is Kineged Parei HaChag. So Parei HaChag, why? Because the cows go down one each day. The first day is 15, as the Mishnah mentioned. And after that, each day it goes down one. The first carbonate on the Mishnah, 24 Mishmaros, Vishisha Asar Mishmaros, Makrivin Shisha Asar Behemos Shem, Shlosha Asar Parim, Velam Shnayim, 13 cows, Velam Shnayim, Vesir Echad, Nishra Shmona Mishmaros, and every day it goes down one, and it relates to how many. So the Mishmaros, we know that is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts the Mishmaros as a mitzvah, going back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the Gemara in Atinus discusses it, but this is a whole Perek Dalet in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says, HaKohanim huvdelu michlal alevim lavodas hakarbanas. The Kohanim are separated from the rest of Shevet Levi to serve in the base of Mikdash. O mitzvahs asei lahavdil hakohanim ulekadshem ulachinim lekarban shem v'kidashto. Fine. V'zorach kol adam Yisrael l'nhog b'hem kavod harbei u'lahaktim oso l'chol davar shebikdusha. We have to be makdim every kohen. L'vtoch b'torah rishon, l'vorech rishon. And then Moshe Rabbeinu chilek ha-kohanim l'ches bishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu separated the kohanim into 8 groups. Arba amei alazava, arba amei yisamar. V'chein hayu at Shmuel HaNavi. Until the days of Shmuel HaNavi, there were 8 mishmaros in the Mishkan. U'vimei Shmuel chilkam hu v'david ha-melech l'arba v'esher mishmar. 24 mishmaros. And that's how it is until today. V'yalkol mishmar u'mishmar rosh echad memuna. There was a head. V'olim l'Yerushalayim la'avoda. Mishmar l'chol Shabbos. Every week, a mishmar went up. They switched on Shabbos. U'myom Shabbos l'yom ha'Shabbos ha'im ischalfin. Mishmar yotzei v'ha'acher. Shu'acharav nichnas ad she'yigmaru until all 24 v'chozrin chalila. They went every single week they switched. U'mitzvahs asei li'yos kol ha'mishmaros shavin b'regalim. We'll get to this better in the next Mishnah. There's a mitzvah zaseh for each of the Mishmaros, everybody to serve on the Yontif. V'chol sheyavo min ha-kohanim beregel, v'ratza la'avod, oved. Every kohen who wants to serve will work in the base of Middash on Yontif. V'chol leki mahem, v'ein omrim lo lech ad sheyagia mishmarcha. We don't say that the Mishmar that's kavua for that week can tell the Mishmar, other Mishmars that are coming, no, go home. No, there are the regular, as we'll see, the Karban Tamid and some of the other avodas that are for the daily, that's done by the Mishmar HaKavua, but all the special Yontif Karbanos were split. So they can't say, it's a mitzvah zaseh, shenemer ki yavo alevi b'chad sharech v'chulu. B'med v'ra amurim, just continuing, this is again in the next Mishnah, that's only bar Karbanos ha-regalim u'b'chilek lechem apanim, anything that has to do with the Yontif, that is a split equally, but anything to do with the daily, so that is done by the mishmar that's supposed to be there. Okay, there's a lot more, but that is some of the Rambam. Towards the end of the Mishnah, just one other ha'ara. We said that all of the mishmaros split and do the karbanos. Remember, the first day is 13 cows, as we said, 13, 2, and 1, and then there's 14 kvasim, and then you go all the way until the end. And the end of the Mishnah says, on Shmi Yatzeres, Bishmini Chazru Lefayas Kiragalim. On the last day, they did a new pious, right, on Shmini Yatzeres. And the question is, if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nunhei Amabez, there's a Machlokes Tanaim there. Who is involved in this new lottery? Because as we'll see in the Gemara, really all, let's just read the first line of the Gemara for a second. Tani, Kala Mishmaros Shari B'Mikdash, Hayushonos U'Mishalshos B'Parim. Right, there were 24 Mishmaros and there were 70 total parim, right? 15, 14, 13, 70, 13, 12, 11, right? So there's 70 altogether. So if you have 24 mishmaros, so every mishmar got to do it three times, except for two, right? If it was 72 altogether, then everyone would get three times. But it was 70, so every mishmar, hayushonos, they got to do it twice. So mishalshos and three times, beparim, chutz mishtayim achronos, except for two, shayushonos velohay mishalshos beparim, except for two, that only got to do it twice and not three times. Good. So that's what the Mishnah says. On Shmini Atzeres, let's just keep reading for a minute, then we'll go back to the Rambam. Rabbi Elazar Sha'al, Ma'ol Haskel Min L'Regel Haba. Rabbi Elazar asks, what about, because you have two that didn't get to do it three times, do you start with them by the next Yontif? Like, do you make up? Do we say, oh, they didn't get to do as many as the others, so they get to take part in L'Regel Haba? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Masni Samarkin, the Mishnah says no. Look what the Mishnah says. Bishmini Chazul L'Fayis Kerigalim. The Mishnah says that on Shmini Atzeres, the next day, you start again. You just do a pious. And Chaim Kanievsky explains, Kal v'chomer, or the Korban Eid, I'm sorry, Kal v'chomer, let's say the next Yontif, on after Sukkot, Pesach, right, for sure. I mean, if you don't allow them to have like a head start, so to speak, to allow them to go on Shmini Atzeres, for sure, the next week, right, says the Korban Ha'eda here, V'hashta b'shmini ha'samach ha'zul ha'pious, kol shkein b'shar ha'golem, shlo natnu below pious. So our answers, it must be only according to Reb Nassim. Let's just finish reading this, and then we'll come back. Lo tzur chadila, you only need the question. The question is only kada related to the following. Tatani b'shem Reb Nassim. Tatani Reb Nassim, shmini lo hayav a pious. Reb Nassim said, no. The eighth day didn't have a pious. The eighth, meaning shmini atzeres. One of the two that were left out, one of the two that only got to do it twice, not three times, he gets shmini atzeres. And the question is, the one that's left, does he get the first day on the next time on Pesach? I'll die to Reb Nassim, ma'ol haskel mehen l'regel haba. Right? Do you start the regel haba? Does he get, there's only one left, again, because there's two left, and Reb Nassim says that you're mefayes, I guess, the two, one of those two does have shmini atzeres, and then, the question is about the next one. If you look in the Rambam, for the Gemara, so the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Hei has two deos, has a machlokas tanoim, that the Gemara says, name Masnison Rebbe Hivalo Rabbanon. Our Mishnah sounds like Rebbe, not the Rabbanon. Detanya, Paraba B'Shmini, B'Tchilim Afaisen Olav, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe Danasi says, that Shmini Atzeres, you start all the Mishmaros take part in that pious. V'chachamim Omrim, no, Achas Mishtei Mishmaros, Delo Shilshu, B'Parim Oso. You have a pious, but only those two. So the Mishnah that says, Chazru L'Pious Kirigolim, doesn't that sound like the Rabbanon, like Rebbe, not the Rabbanon, because it says you have a pious, so doesn't that mean like a new pious where everybody takes part, so it's like Rebbe, not the Rabbanon? Answer, no, afilu temer Rabbanon. Al du shtei mishmaros lo afuse boy? No, the Mishnah says you have a pious, maybe it could be those two that weren't, start yet. So that's what the Gemara means. So Gemara says, "Kaman azla d'tanya." How about the brisa that says, "Kol mishmaros shonos mishalshos chush mishteishim mishmaros shonos v'ein mishalshos." Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanon, right? Doesn't that sound like Rebbe that everybody starts again? No, if you name Rabbanon, my lo shileishu b'pori achag, like a mashal v'chulu. And the Gemara continues. Okay, there's a machlokas tanon here. The Rambam paskins like Rebbe. Rabban passes like Rebbe, Perig Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, and Tfidin Musafin. Call Misha Makriv Hayom Par Lo Hayam Makriv Palamachar. Elachozu Chalila. Bishmini, Chosen Lapayes Kulam Ke'echad. Kishahar Agalam, Koshubi Arnu. On Shmini Atzeres, they start again. Everybody takes part. Ask the Lecha Mishnah there. Why does he pass him like Rebbe? Right? Rebbe, Halacha is Kemech, Halacha Grebbe Mechaveiro, Velo Mechaveirov. So when it's plural against the Chachamim, Rebbe should, we should pass like the Rabbanon. Im kein kasha, es talecha mishnah, my pasag rabbeinu ke Rebbe look Rabbanon, de afagav de kaimon al korbi chaveiro. Ha kaimon lavo lo mechaveirov, vulai mishum de pashta de masnison, vechein brisa, maybe because the pasha pshat of the Mishnah, the Gemara ends up saying that, you know, you could fit in the Rebbe and the Rabbanon, you could fit in the Rabbanon to the Mishnah, but it's more pashat, like a Rebbe, so maybe that's why. Mishum depashta the masdisa v'chein brisa the chol mishmaros shonos umishalshos k'Rebbe muchi. Ava gavdu kiminu hasam k'Rabbanan. Even though the Gemara there in Sukkah Nun Hei explains how it could even fit in according to the Rabbanan, sover Rabbeinu dehainu dechia ba'alma. Ava pshatitu k'Rebbe asya. You're right. The Gemara gave an answer to explain how the Rabbanan could also fit into the Mishnah, but that's not the pashut way of understanding the Mishnah. And maybe the Rambam paskens like the pashut way. Unbelievable. That's the Lecha Mishnah. Again, the Ram Tamin and Musafin in Yud Gimel. The other, all the Achronim on the Daf try to get into this act to see what they could do in terms of defending and explaining the Rambam. The Sfasem is there in Sukkah Dafnin Hay also quotes this. He just says, V'tivri ha-Rambam gam kein stumim bazeh. The Rambam is difficult. The Rambam is difficult. And he quotes, gam yishlo tamu alav jesasam karebi. Why would he say something karebi? L'kumo lecha Mishnah. And he quotes the V'yishlomar b'shut destam ha-gamar b'kam makom v'shmini payis la'atzma. The Sfasem says not this, that the Mishnah, the Pashup of the Mishnah is like Rebbe, but the Stam of the Gemara, often the Gemara says, Shmini Payes La'atzmo. Mashma Karebi de la Gamre Kala Karbanos Haya Payes La'atzmo. So again, they're all trying to say that the Rama must have understood the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, like Rebbe, and therefore he paskins like him. Okay, we continue where we are. So we said the Gemara's question about whether you start again, that's only according to Rebbe Nassan. Do you start with the next chak. So we don't answer that question. We go to Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'tani kein. Rabbi Yochanan says, we also have a brisa. What's v'tani kein going on? So explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hadishamina b'masnisan, that which we learned in the Mishnah, that on the Shmini, your chazul apayis, you start again. V'shamina mina, which we learned from there, that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own regel, shu regel b'fnei atzmo, taninan hacha behedya b'brisa. The following brisa is b'feirish, Shmini Atzeres is a separate chag regarding many halachas. Shmini, regel bifnei atzmo, pious bifnei atzmo, bracha bifnei atzmo, karba bifnei atzmo. So four halachas that Shmini Atzeres is a separate chag. Right, it doesn't use the lashon here, but we have in the Bavli, Pazar Kashav, but here we have regel, pious, bracha, and karban. What does regel mean? So let's just see what the Gemara says. How do you know it's a separate regel? D'amar Rabbi Avin, Mishnah Rabbi Acha, Kulhem Ksiv Uvayom. By all the days of Sukkot, it says Uvayom, Uvayom, up until the 8th, V'kan Ksiv, Bayom. L'lamedcha Shehu Regel B'fnei Atzmo. It's a regel B'fnei Atzmo. Regarding what halacha? Regarding what halacha is it a regel B'fnei Atzmo? So that's a question. If you look in the Chaim Kanievsky here, and then we'll look in the Rishonim. Regel b'fnei atzmo, she'ein shem chag sukkos alav. You don't call it sukkos, right? In tefillah and in benching, you don't say chag sukkos hazeh. Ule'inyan tefillah u'berchas hamazon, maskir bo shmini hachag atzeres hazeh. So regel means what you call it. What you call it in benching, that's regel. If you look in the, again, the Bavli, the memchesam and aleph, the Bavli has a pazar kashav, the top line of memchesam and aleph, regel b'fnei atzmo, l'nim pazar kashav. Pais b'fnei atzmo, zman b'fnei atzmo, regel b'fnei atzmo, v'chulu. So what does that mean? Regel b'fnei atzmo. If you look in Rashi, Rashi on, he doesn't talk about regel, he talks about pazar, but if you look at Tosfos, regel b'fnei atzmo. De'ein yoshvi, right, he's quoting this from Rashi. Right, Rashi does say a little bit later. Regel b'fnei atzmo, so what did Rechai Kudevsky just quoted the tefillah and the nusach? It says Tosfos, mem chasman aleph, de'ein yoshvi b'sukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah. Regel b'fnei atzmo. You don't sit in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. Mida oraisa. Mida rabba. In chutz la'aretz. Okay. But you sit in there because it's a sfeika d'yoma. But that's what Tosfos says. De'in yoshim b'sukkah. Karban la'atzmo. Sheinu seder kapari achag. As separate karbanos. V'chulu. And then bracha la'atzmo. That's what Tosfos says. Is yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh. V'chulu. V'hashto says the, Rabbeinu Tam mefarish bracha dahacha berachas hamazon etfila. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's bracha. Regel b'fnei atzmo le'inyan sheton lina. Regel means you have to sleep over. It's a halacha that two halachas of sleeping over. The day that you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over, and yontif you have to sleep over. Both of those. Rabbeinu Chaim. So what is regel? Regel is either the Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted based on summary showing him the nusach. Number two, no sukkah. Number three, right here, Rabbeinu Tam, lina. Rabbeinu Chananu mafarish le'inishi yitcha avelus. Right, it's a dichias, sukkis is docha avelus, and then Shmini Atzeres is again docha avelus. Shmini Atzeres is considered a whole chag, 7 days. Mishum damrin parakbasu demoi katan. Hakover space, so shiva yavim kodem regal, balim enigzer shloshim. Vizimin deleka shiva kodem regal, v'yafilu haki, balim enigzer shloshim, mishum Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, there's many different shatim, what regel bifnei atzmo is in their Rishonim. So that's number one, regel bifnei atzmo. Back to our Gemara. Pious, what's pious? So Amar Yosef, Masis Amar Kain. That's what our Mishnah says. Bishmini chazal pais karigalim. Right, you have the new pious we just quoted. Is that only two of the mishmaros? Is that all 24 mishmaros? But that's chazal pais karigalim. Bracha. What's bracha? So again, we just had different pshatim in that Tosfos that we just read. What does it mean bracha? Does bracha mean shiom shmini achagar aseres hazeh? Does bracha mean there's a Tosefta that says bracha means this? Is bracha on the melech? Bracha here shachianu. Amar ila zman. Shechianu, that you make a Shechianu on the last day of the Shemitah. Right, in contrast to the last day of Sukkot, of Pesach, let's say Pesach does not get a Shechianu, but here, you get a Shechianu on the Shemitah Atzeres, it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, le'inyin zeh. Karban, parechad, ayalechad. And karban is a separate karban, as we know, it's not in the, going down one each day from Sukkot, it's a separate karban. Good, so there's a lot about Shmini Atzeres, again, being part. There's a discussion in the postgame. What happens if by mistake you said Chag HaSukkos HaZeh instead of saying Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh? There's even Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh or Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh, right? Different Lashonos, and each of those give off a different impression, right? Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh, right? It's the eighth day, it's the Chag of Atzeres, or Shmini Atzeres HaChag. Atzeres HaChag means it's the completion of Sukkos. That lashon Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh is different than Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Different nuschaos that are given. Okay, says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in Maseches Sukkah. Bishlosha Brakim Bashana, how you call the Mishmaros Shavin, what we just read from the Rambam before, three times a year. During the Chagim, all the Mishmaros were equal. Meaning there was a Mishmar that's supposed to be there that week. It wasn't that everybody came and there was no Mishmar HaKavua. There was one. There was one that was supposed to be there that week, but all Mishmaros are allowed to come and join, and they're all equal. That you get an equal portion. Be'emurei HaRegalim. Emurin here does not mean emurin like we usually means the fats. But fats are generally burned on the Mizbeach. So what kind of chelik are they getting? Be'emurei means b'masha amur. Right? See the carbon eda. Masha amur b'regalim. Klomar b'karbanos ha'amurim b'regal. Any yantif carbon is split equally. How you call him Mishmaros Shavim? Kagon says the Karban Eidah. Chazei v'shok shel shalmei chagiga shel kol yachav yachad. That's a lot of them. Every Jew has to bring a Karban chagiga. Shalmei chagiga with the chazei and the shok. That's a shlamim. So the Kohen gets the chazei and the shok. So those are split amongst all the Mishmaros. Va'oros shel olas re'iya and the hides of the olas re'iya v'shel musfeit zibur v'shel sirechatos. Anything to do with the yantif, that's split equally. So that's back to the Mishnah. So three times a year, and also Shabbos during the Chag, even though Shabbos, that's not really having to do with the Yontif, right? Shabbos is a Shabbos. Shabbos always comes. But still, Chazal said the Lechem Apanim is an exception to the rule. It's not really a Karban Chag, but everybody splits it equally. Everybody splits it equally. B'chilug lechem apanim, they're splitting up. The Tosfos on Daf Nun Hei says, this is only regarding the chilug giving it out. The avoda, I mean, who puts the bread on and who burns the bazichin, so that's done by the Mishmar Kavua. The avoda of the lechem apanim. But just the consumption of the lechem apanim, that's all of the Mishmaros. Good. Stop there for a minute. We mentioned actually a few weeks ago, I think, and that is if you're Medayik and the Rambam says here, based on this Mishnah, right? What are the Karbanos HaRegalim, the Lechem Apanim, and the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos, right? That's also, right? Let's read the next line of the Mishnah. Ba'atzeres Omalon on Shavuos, when we have the Lechem Apanim to give out. The Lechem Apanim is all matzah. It might be soft matzahs, but it's matzah. And Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is chametz. So, and we learned that you can't split a carbon zek keneged zeh. You take this carbon, I'll take that carbon. Every mishmar has to get a portion of each. So, bateres omer lo heilach ha-chametz, matzah heilach ha-chametz. On Shavuos, we give out the matzah, which is the lechem ha-panim, and we give out the chametz, which is the shtei ha-lechem, right? Because the carbon here quotes, ein cholkin carbon keneged carbon. You don't split a carbon keneged carbon. So, you have the lechem ha-panim, you have the shtei ha-lechem. Where is the carbon ha-omer? The Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, right? The Omer is Matir. So where is the Karban Omer mentioned? So the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rav Jolti, has a beautiful Maimar where he talks about how there are many Rayas that the Karban Omer is not a Karban of Pesach. It happens to be brought on Pesach, but it's a Karban of the 16th day of Nisan. But it's not a Karban Achag that all the Mishmaros would equal. And that's also why we don't mention it. We don't mention it in our Shmoneh Esrei, right? In our Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. On second day of Pesach, we should mention the Korban Omer. And that's also why the Gemara in Erechin that tells us, right, the rules for Hallel. Because for Hallel, what are the ingredients for Hallel? You need Mikra Kodesh. You need, it has to be called a Moed, and has to be Chalukin Korban Oseyan. The Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel all of Pesach, and you do say Hallel all of Sukkot? Because Sukkot has a different carbon every day. Chalukin Korban Oseyan. What do you mean? Pesach also has a different carbon, at least on the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach, we should say full Hallel, because Chalukin Korban Oseyan. Explains Rav Zhalti, no, it's not a carbon hachag. It happens to be brought on this, on the second day of Pesach, because that happens to be the 16th day of Nisan. But really, it's a din on the 16th day of Nisan. It's not a carbon hachag, and therefore it wouldn't be split up equally amongst all the mishmaros. Rather, it would be given dafka to the mishmar that is kavua there that day. Okay, there are other rayas, but let's continue. Mishmar shazmano kavua, the mishmar that's there, it's that week, the yantav week is their week, kumakriv tmidun nedarim nedavas, so they are makriv tmidin nedarim and nedavas. They are makriv, the karbanos that are supposed to be brought that day, not to do with yantav. V'chol karbanos at sibur, and any karban sibur that happens to be brought. What's that? The first should explain, the par helam davar shal sibur, what if the bezdin made a mistake and they have to bring a karban? The sira avodah zara, the bezdin was shogeg. So those are all nothing to do with Yantif, so it's the carbon, the Mishmar HaKavua that day. Umakrav Ezakol, and they're makrav everything, all other carbonos. What does that include? Carbon Eda, La Asuya Ketsa Mizbeach. The carbonos that are brought when the Mizbeach is idle, and there's no carbonos, so they bring those. Unclear, like V'chara, there wouldn't be, Mizbeach is not idle on Yantif, it's the busiest time. But those are the ones that the Mishmar Kavua takes care of. Maybe in general, maybe the Mishmar is referring to. Mishmar, Shizbana Kavua, these are the ones that they take part in. Yantif, Samach L'Shabbos, we said that when the Shabbos on Yantif, so the Lechem HaPanim is split up equally amongst all the Mishmaros. What if it's not overlapping, but it's a day before, day after? What if Yantif is on Friday or Sunday? Yantif, Samach L'Shabbos, Beimi L'Faneh, Beimi L'Achareha, Hayukala Mishmaros Shavin B'Chilak Lechem HaPanim. There, all the mishmaros are equal in the giving out of the lechem apanim. That is meaning why? Because you can't travel. You can't, if yantav is on Friday, if yantav is on Sunday, you can't travel. So Besdin, the halach is that even those days, if it's not actually on the day of, but the Shabbos is next to yantav, they're also the mishmaros are equal in the lechem apanim. What if it's not exactly Friday or Sunday, but Chal Yom Echal Lahafsik main time. What if Yantav is on Thursday and Yantav is on Monday? So the Mishmaros could have maybe gotten home or could have gotten here on Friday or on Sunday, but they didn't. It was a little easier to come, and they're in the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's a day in between. So there, Chazal say, that's not the exact same. So there, the Mishmaros that are supposed to be there are going to get more. There, Mishmar Shezmano Kavua, the Mishmar whose man is Kavua, which means the two Mishmaros. Right, there's one mishmar going in, one mishmar going out. So those mishmaros who notel eser, those will get 10 chalos, amisakim notel shtayim, and the two that we understand why the other mishmaros are here. If yantav is on Thursday, yantav is on Monday, we understand why they're here. They come earlier or they leave later, but they're only going to get two. They're not going to get an equal amount. It's not an impossibility where yantav is on Shabbat and yantav are on the same day or connected to each other. So they will split it 10 and 2. And normally on a regular Shabbos, Hanichnas notol sheish vayotzei notol sheish, where they switched it on Shabbos, so they split up 6 and 6. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas notol sheva vayotzei notol chamesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the one coming in is notol sheva, they do a little extra avoda that day, so they get a little more, they get 7, and the one going out gets 5. Gets 5, that's how it is split. Why would let's say Yantif is on Thursday, so they could come on Friday. So, but they don't like to travel. Right? There are halakas about traveling on Fridays. Right? It's not a good idea. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Yutes in the Bavli says, Ein Mafligin. Right? The Gemara about Ein Mafligin, Tanur Rabbanan, where it says there, Shabbos, Yutes, Amad Aleph in the Bavli. Ein Mafligin besvina, Apachot, Mishosh, Yom, Kodom, Shabbos. One shouldn't take a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos. Right? Traveling close to Shabbos is not encouraged by the halacha. The Gemara says, only L'dvar Rishus, you can't travel so close to Shabbos. But L'dvar Mitzvah, you can. What's the issue? It's very unclear in the Gemara. What exactly is the issue of traveling on Erev Shabbos? So there are a number, the Machlokas and the Rishonim. Tosfos says there, it's Gzeiras Shut. Gzeiras Shut, meaning you might come to make a raft. So lechora, if you're traveling in other, you know, means of transportation, that's not an issue. But that's the Tosfos. If you look in the Rif says it's a problem of possible bittul oneg Shabbos. If you go on a boat so close to Shabbos, then you're still going to be sick. You're not going to be able to enjoy. You're going to have a seasickness. You're going to be shaking. After 3 days, then you're going to be used to it already. But that's what the Rif says. Let me just find the Lashon. The Rif says, "Emafligim esfina mishum bittel mitzvas onik Shabbos to call shlosha yamim havil hu shinui veses mishum niyanua hasfina." The boat's going to be moving. Kitachsid behu yachogu v'yanuo kushikar v'lo yachli l'mevat onik Shabbos ulachar shloshes yamim havi luhu naicha uboi michla u'makaymi mitzvah onik Shabbos v'haynu taiman. That's why the var mitzvah shari mishum depetiri mitzvah onik. Right, if you're var mitzvah, osing b'mitzvah shluchei mitzvah padam b'mitzvah right, mitzvah doing a mitzvah. That's the riff. Again, according to this, it's very important because sometimes people, let's say, will schedule. I don't know. They have to get the root canal. So they don't want to miss work. So, you know, they'll schedule it for Thursday so that, you know, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, and then I'll go back to work on Monday, I'll feel better. But I'm going to be in pain on Shabbos. Right? So that's probably not right, right? Because Dafka doing something at a time where I'm going to cause myself bit alone on Shabbos, that's exactly what the Rif says is the problem. That's right. And then you have the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, much discussed Baal Amor because there might be a steer in the Baal Amors. This Baal Amor says that the problem is because, let's say, you're going onto a boat now, and what if there's wild, crazy winds, and you're going to have to end up helping the boat, and you're going to be doing malacha, because it's going to be pikuach nefesh. It's going to be pikuach nefesh. And if it's within 3 days of Shabbos, then you have to be worried about this, and it looks like you're masneh with mechavein to put yourself into a situation of dechias yisurin. That's what it looks like in this case. If it's before Wednesday, nothing to do with Shabbos. Or the before Wednesday has to do with the previous Shabbos. So even if it comes to that, but it's not considered kimechavein levatel. So that's the Baal Amor, but again, Lidvar Mitzvah is mutter, according to this Baal Amor. The Gemara says that's the Lidvar Mitzvah is mutter. So then Lidvar Mitzvah, there wouldn't be a problem of Knisa leMatzav Shal Dechias Yisurin. So again, that's important discussion that we discussed in the past about short-term, long-term views in Avodas Hashem. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. So the Mishnah just said about what happens on a regular Shabbos is it's split up 6 and 6, or 7 and 5, but also we give kavod to those who are coming in to the do the avoda. So the ones that are coming in, split it up in the north half of the azara, vayosin bedaron, and the ones who are leaving get their portion in the south. Bilga, the Bilga family, the Bilga mishmar, laolam cholkas bedaron. Bilga always splits it up in the south. The tabata kavua, why? Because she did something wrong, so she only split it in the south as a punishment. And her tapas, her ring, that there are rings on the north side of the mizbeach where they used to every mishmar put the animal's neck in. They used to shecht it, used to be able to hold the animal down. It was kavua, it was set closed. So Bilga didn't have her own tabas to use; they had to use somebody else's. The chalonas duma and the window where she, the room where she kept her knives, where the mishmar kept their knives. Also was closed. They had to borrow knives. So it was embarrassing, and this was a punishment for what Bilga did. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly took place there. So again, we give kavod to those that are nechnas. Well, we find the idea of giving kavod to those who are going to do a mitzvah. The Rav Bar Tanua writes in the third parak, I think it is, of Bikurim, that when the farmers used to come with their Bikurim, everybody used to stop and stand up and give them kavod and say, great, amazing, amazing, and that's a source for standing up for somebody who's going to do a mitzvah, right? There's a minug when the baby comes in to the bris. So we stand up. So are we standing up for the baby? Standing up for the baby? The baby didn't do anything yet. The baby's, no, we're standing up for the kvaters. We're standing up for the moel or the father, those who are about to do a mitzvah, right? There are some rishonim that talk about standing up for a chassan when he's on his way to do a, to the chuppah, the chassan and kala, because they're going to do a mitzvah. You stand up for those. Even we stand up. The minhag of Chayisol is to stand up by Vayevarach David. Why do we stand up by Vayevarach David? That's a section from I think Divrei Hayamim. Why do we stand up? Because the minhag of Chayisol is to give staka in Vayevarach David. So if there's a minhag to give staka, so it developed the custom of standing up because you stand up for those who are going to do a mitzvah to give staka. What if nobody in the shul is giving staka? Okay, but that's the minhag of Chayisol already. Okay, Gemara. K'siv chelek yochelu. The pasuk says that all kohanim will split up and get their portion equally. You might think the whole year kohanim could split up and could get take a portion. All 24 mishmaros work every day of the year. No, besides what was sold by the fathers. Besides the regular set case of mishmaros, at b'shabatcha va'ani shabati. You split it up in that way. So on Yontif, everybody was equal, but on Shabbos, it was, and every week, everybody had a kavua schedule. As we said in the Mishnah on Shavuos, when there was the Shtei HaLechem out of Chametz, and the Lechem Apanim out of Matzah, they said, here, take some Matzah, take some Chametz. You couldn't give one Matzah and one Chametz because you're not Cholek Karban Keneged Karban. But we had this earlier. It is Tani Tani, but we have a different Brisa that has the opposite order. Helech Chametz, Helech Matzah. So which is it? Do you give out the matzah first, or do you give out the chametz first? So man damar helech matzah, the one who says you give out the matzah first, you give out the lechem upon him first, shehu, flip the gersa, tadir, that's every week, that's where that goes first. Man damar helech chametz, the one who says you do chametz first, shehu, chaviv, that's more rare, that is not so common, very few, almost none, but only like two karbanos are, of menaches are chametz, so that's why it's chaviv, it's more rare, and that's why we give that precedence. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll come finish up the last daf in the Masechta Sukkah.